Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Nationals leader says the time for talk is over, with action needed to keep women safe from domestic violence. It comes after thousands of people marched in the What Were You Wearing rallies over the weekend, calling for immediate action following the deaths of a number of women allegedly killed by men. David Littleproud says funding was announced to get people on the ground, but women haven't seen any of it.
And you need to look at this in a bespoke model as well, because the needs of regional Australia is different to that in the cities, and we need to empower local communities. And you saw the local communities right across this country that were empowered over the weekend that had their own bespoke solution, and that is where the money should be spent.
An emergency cabinet meeting will be held on Wednesday to address the issue. Tough decisions are being made by the Bundaberg Regional Council as they discuss the council's financial position. Mayor Helen Blackburn is expected to give insight on the council's standing today. The 2024-2025 budget is expected to be handed down in July, but council says deliberations are already well underway. A finger prick test could soon determine when players can return to competition after suffering a concussion. The Queensland Brain Scientist Study is researching student rugby, swimming and basketball athletes across 9 schools. Associate Professor Fatima Nasrallah says they use MRI brain scans and reactions in the body to measure when someone has recovered.
And so this will give us an idea of, you know, how different people recover and when they recover.
The Bulls couldn't keep up with the Burleigh Bears, who scored every 208 seconds on Saturday, ultimately claiming a 136-0 victory. The club says its players, staff and committee make every effort to ensure the players get the same opportunities as the rest of the competition.